Hello and welcome back to the F24 podcast. My name is David, and every couple of weeks or so, I have a creative come over to my studio in North Acton to talk about their lives and interactions with London culture and creativity. I've got to start this off with remembering Chris Type. A lovely guy, and unfortunately, he passed away a couple of days ago. He's now resting in peace, though, and, you know, love goes out to all his friends and family. Another one that won't be forgotten. Rest in peace, Chris. This week we've got the Trap House Tattooer. You may have seen his name around the city. The first Trap House painting I saw was on Berwick Street over the old paper chase. Dope letters floating down Soho Street. Nothing better, really. And then I started to see it everywhere. All over Instagram, friends talking, meeting him, getting tattooed. The wave gained momentum. He's been at it for 3 years, probably in my eyesight for about 2 years. And I thought, yeah, it'd be an interesting chat. So I got to him. He's about getting shit done, and I got that throughout the chat, actually. He really did quickly find some time for me, and 2 days later, he's at the studio. Came along with his good friend, and we got into it. He's lived an interesting life so far, with stories to back it up. Crime and graffiti were a major thing for him, and creativity came through it all. I love that shit. Dude's lived a life, though, and it's a great insight into a trapper and creative's mind. Go and check him at Trap House Tattooer on Instagram whilst you listen. Enjoy. This is F24. What a fucking time, man. He hollered the other day. And we're like, no, fuck it, let's get this done.
Yeah, I want everything quick.
I appreciate that. The quickest. I like that, man.
I don't want to fucking... Things get lost when you behave slow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And there's two... Yeah, let's just get on with it. So I really appreciate you coming around so quick. And as I said to you, like, I didn't... You know, I know of you from seeing some stuff through the West End and then this online fucking blow up on Instagram of this tattoo stuff. And then my good friend, Lyle Lindgren... Amazing filmmaker, thinker, all round good guy and good friend. Convert. I was chatting to him, and he goes, "Yeah, I know the guy. Let's talk."
Yeah, Lyle's my guy, man. I've got a lot of love for Lyle.
Lyle's a G.
I reckon he's gonna be the next fucking big thing.
Man, he's working on. I'm so proud of him, man. So proud of him.
I reckon fucking him, looking at him and what he's like, the thing in him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
There's a lot of people that can just like be comfortable just dossing. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
He's the hardest worker I've ever met. He holds down his family like a true gentleman, like a true man. Bree, so the dogs are here. Can you stop that? Get up on the sofa. Come on the bed now.
Sorry, I'm getting fucking. I'll put my phone in airplane mode. All types of filth.
So, look, man, thanks for coming round. I really appreciate it.
What? But where was we going? Bigging up Lyle.
And and I was just like, yeah, fuck it. I got back from my holidays. I was like, I'm gonna holler him, man. Let me see if I can find out like, this story because yeah, it's nuts. I can tell you've come from the graph culture.
Safe.
It bleeds for your hand style. It bleeds through the fraps and the outlines I've seen on the streets. And
it's like guerrilla marketing, isn't it?
Perfect, man. We've come from the best world for that shit. We understand so much when it comes to that.
I think fucking all the things that I've been doing with my life leading up until where I'm going now, seeing as they weren't like good things or whatever, but there's definitely a way to spin it into the way things work today. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, having graph up is a genuine advert. You see how much fucking people pay for advertising space to have a billboard up and have a thing. Yeah. If you get a dub up there, it's the same thing.
Same thing.
It's gonna last longer.
Especially when you're doing it your way, bro. Yeah. Especially when you're doing it your way. The faceless, there's a product there, there's something for people to get hold of, to come and meet you, to, you know, be part of this scene you're building. What a way to brand it. Amazing. Mm. But
brand it, it still... Sorry, bro, it just still sounds weird to me to hear, like,
brand being associated. Listen, Rarekind, I started writing in 95, but Rarekind became a crew in 97, and we wrote it illegally. It's been on the sides of trains, it's been on track sides, it's been painted. In 2003, when I started my business, I had no other name to pick. I was just like, that's the bad name. What am I doing? It's got to be called that. Mm. One thing leads to the next, and the tag turns into, shit, I need a logo. I've rebranded now 3 times in 20-something years. Like, you're starting a brand, bro.
Yeah.
You really are. I'm sorry to say, but it happens.
Yeah, I know.
But the crossover was good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you're taking it. And listen, I could be completely wrong. This is just my perception, you know what I mean? You could be thinking, this dude's talking bullshit. That's fine. Point being is, this is what happens when you've come from such a place and you make a name for yourself and you know how it works and you know what how people look and feel on the streets. Yeah, and when you try to put something with that, if you're going to try and run a business alongside, you know how to market. It's called branding.
Right? Yeah.
Yes. You're not convinced.
I don't know, man. I feel like, because obviously I have been in conversations where like we've spoken about similar things like this, where it's like how I first got to people's attention or like where what I've done started, like how did it start, how did it but like all that I was conscious of at the time was like hyperactivity, was that if I wanted more then I had to do more, so all the things I was doing I did them at
10 times the speed.
Yeah Wicked. And like tried to fucking like overwork myself in every aspect, everything yeah. Just
dominate
the most. Yeah
Yeah, I'm 39 now. I'm 40 in January, but for a long time, I said to people, "You can't outwork me." Maybe I didn't say it to people, but I mentally thought it.
Yeah.
Like the point was, like, what I've learned from graffiti is dominance. Like I didn't do it in graffiti. I played the game. I never fucking won. Like I didn't king it, but I did. I knew what it was about. I knew what had to be done. By becoming a dad, that's when the game stepped up for me, and I put it to business. I didn't put it to writing on stuff anymore. I put it and I worked incredibly hard. Dominance, it's the way. Consistency, dominance, like you've got to force your way through these things, man. There's, can't be a shrinking violet.
Yeah, there's a dark side to being too up. I just thought about, you don't want to win graph. Don't want to be like,
well listen, it depends who you are. As David Samuel, I worry about these kings. But as Daz, as the writer, I'm like, they're kings. So within the culture, it's amazing. Within the culture, you know what I mean? We praise who needs to be praised, but it is a bit worrying for those people that do smash it and how much of real life, and unfortunately real life comes along with all of us, how much of that it takes away. So, yeah, I didn't king it, and I'm probably quite lucky I didn't. I got to do other things, you know what I mean? Yeah. But, you know, we know some kings who've done well for themselves as well. It's not like an out-and-out thing. You don't lose your life if you become a king, but...
No, but I reckon that
it's a harsh game.
There's something attractive about, like, battering it. Mm. And I'm, like, speaking from my own fucking experience of it, is, like, at very low points in my life when, like, certain things are difficult or something may be happening,
mm-hmm.
I'll batter graph way more than... like usual. I'll always do it. Like you always catch me tagging, you always catch me like doing something. I'll always take up the opportunity. I don't think you could ever call me at any point and be like, yo, da da da, we're gonna go do this or that. Yeah, and I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna turn in early tonight, boys. I'm not on it. I mean I'm always up for it. But I think like when things aren't going right, certain things are difficult. It's like the turn to thing. I reckon that's like a fucking junkie.
It's the release, bro.
Yeah.
It's the release. Many nights I walked off my estate in Kilburn, stressed out my head, but my bag was full and I was ready for that night, man. And I look back on it now and I was thinking, at the time I was thinking, yeah, fuck it, it doesn't matter what's happened today, I'm still out here to smash it. I look back at myself now and I think, fuck D, man. You were suffering.
Yeah.
And you're lucky you didn't get nicked when you're out there doing that thing. Like, we don't only write to exert the pain, but we can't deny that life stresses and, you know, writing graffiti on walls is a fucking great way to de-stress.
Bro, I think it's like seeing them computer games where you like do things and level up, you gain experience points and level up,
right?
Like a thing like that. Yeah. There's so many things you can level up with in life.
Yeah.
But graph will level up the man in the mirror who you look at, like you and yourself. I think that's a big thing.
It is, and I think that's the it can always, because of that fact, it really doesn't matter where you're from with graph. Like,
that's upset me a bit because I've come from a harsh place and I thought we deserved to be writers. But then as I wrote longer and then I saw people become and do certain things, I was like, oh shit, this really shows who you are. It doesn't matter where you're from, what you've got, what you've been given, how you got your pain, nothing. If you're willing to do that, it's level ground on everyone. And that's a great thing about graffiti, man. It really does show you the man and that's it, or the woman, but that's it. Doesn't matter the door they came out from, it doesn't matter.
Mm.
It's a great leveler.
But it's changed now, I think. I was out, like I'm staying in South now,
mm-hmm.
and I went and did some things with a couple of South writers and that, and was talking and shit, around the same age, and we was thinking like, when I was first into it and like the first like fucking like 5 years of graph, there was a very, very like fucking high level conflict. It wasn't as what I see like friendly now. You always see writers fucking linking up like with other writers, and it's very like, see like the internet as well.
Yeah, that's changed the game.
I could find you any London writer very easily.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Through like Instagram, whatever.
And holler personally on it as well, which changes the way it used to be completely. Because it was the bumping into people. It was the friends of friends. It's a different game now. And what era are you from? When did you start writing?
Fucking very young. Yeah. Very young. I think I was 13.
Mm-hmm.
When it all, but like I was doing stupid little things and that, da da da. But it was 13, the first ever nick I ever got.
Yeah.
Oh, you're here. Oh,
mad.
They leave one out in the sidings in the day.
Yeah.
And the fence was like fucking...
I remember.
A piece of piss, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
I never did it, but I know it.
Oh, it's bullshit. But I was with quite a few other people and that. And I got back then. And then it didn't slow me down though at all. I don't think. I think at that age, there's like a few mates get nicked and they're like, nah, you know what? Fuck a graph, that's all long. But I just fucking ramped it up. And I think my social circle was like very, very, graph was like the fucking glue between it all. Like wherever fucking, whatever the activity was, like graph is the common thread that runs through it. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Even if that may not be the activity for the day but while you're passing through, while you're doing things, da da da.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And I think that's definitely what opened me up to like a lot of crime.
Okay.
I think in general, like crime come through, like other crime, not like things that like you pick up in your own area, but like...
You went in, you explored.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like I wouldn't have interacted with these kind of people if it wasn't through...
Graffiti.
Yeah, why would I know someone from the other side of London at that age, not through the internet and just through a common interest?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, and through that common interest, this person knows how to do this fucking thing and you pick that up off them and so on and so on.
I remember that. So look, I did all my crime before I was a writer. So by the time I was a writer, I knew how to. So... I didn't have to do any crime. I could rack paint and all that type of shit. But it was very different. It was very different for me and the people I experienced in the 90s in writing, right? But when I opened the shop in the 2000s and I started meeting these younger writers, I was just like, fuck, man, there's a big mix now. The out there part of it, the racking.
What? Bro, out there is the... That's...
That part of it, it had completely been immersed within... the culture. So at a point that I'd never seen before, and yeah, you know, I know, and I know the stories of certain people and all that type of stuff, but to me, there seemed to be a complete new wave and a new mentality. Are you from that one? Are you from that wave? Like, I think where graffiti and crime...
They're older. I would have been a little bit younger.
Okay.
Maybe a bit more. But,
Those two things, they really merged for you, though?
For me, yeah. Crime and graph.
Was that for all your friends as well? Pretty much. Like the people you were writing with?
Not neighbourhood friends. Neighbourhood friends were into other things. I think like fucking shotting and that come from my neighbourhood.
Uh-huh.
The other crimes that come from graph were more like fucking theft and mugging and
yeah,
fucking
out there.
Yeah, just all of them. Fucking
yeah, yeah, yeah. Things. Everything that encompasses.
And I think as well, like I wasn't like a scumbag. I never like, do you know what I mean, like target an old lady for a handbag or something like that.
No.
Do you know what I mean? It was always someone that looks similar to me.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Well, there's you obviously learn in a certain way as well, which is great. It's not a fucking free for all.
Yeah.
Like yeah, I hear you. But
100%.
Yeah.
Would you write?
Yeah.
Would you write? And I'm gonna establish whether or not it's gonna be on top for you. Do you mean?
Hello.
That's like as soon and now I don't really hear it, but I think like now the equivalent is like what age you from or something like that.
I tell you what though, right? I wonder. So if you think, I don't know about how it's going in the writing scene at the minute. I'm not out there painting with younger writers. So if you think it's changed a bit and got a bit softer, it must be a good thing.
Not soft, but soft's it's more the wrong accessible. Word. There's still the villains are still there.
It still happens.
They're
to that
still
level.
Scumbags.
Yeah, yeah.
Do
yeah.
you mean? But it's like fucking. There's more. Like I met like some South writers in that.
Yeah.
And I like. Para.
Yeah.
I've seen that you.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Sick.
Yeah, sick.
Bro, they're so mad.
Yeah, 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 they're nuts. Ugly as fuck. But you can't not rate it.
And I think like fucking who else am I seeing? I've seen Helch as well.
Yeah, poor kid.
Sick.
Yeah, sick.
No, allegations, mate. Allegations.
Yeah, all allegations. Yeah. The dudes are fucking.
But fucking I reckon that's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
He'll be fine. That's fine. But like seeing these people, seeing these things, like I think like now, like where I'm at with Graf, like I'm definitely like very happy, like and I think what it is like securities and insecurities. I think when I was younger and I was aggressive and I'd see someone that was up or yeah. da 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 and I'd meet them, my ego is fucking conflicting with like being a normal guy, and it's like, well, this person's more up than me. If I mug him off or I rob him or something, that's some like hood tokens for me. I get more like street cred.
Well, so basically, it became either you could either get more up than him or them, or you could rob him. And it was easier to rob him.
100%.
And you still got
the mark. So up, you'd be like, yeah, whatever that resonates.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I still got him.
Yeah.
I got him.
But now I think like I give these people praise, like when I see them. Do you know what I mean?
Because
like I'm not like a confrontational fucking. Oh, I've seen you up, so now I'm gonna be off with you.
Yeah,
do you
know what I mean? But that's what you spoke about there was teenage behaviour, and yes, it was to an extent. Not all of us were like that as teenagers, so there's obviously something there that's made you and like that's the way. But you're obviously not that person now.
I'm a fan.
Yeah, like
when I sit on a train, I pass by and I'm happy to see.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It's a different mentality on it now.
Yeah.
But back then, that was the writing scene you were on.
Yeah,
yeah,
I think I had it all wrong. Man.
What was school like?
Fucking, I didn't really get on well with behaving.
Right. Yeah.
But
for the whole thing,
I had a lot. I had good chat. Do you mean I could always, fucking.
You were the guy in the class that did fuck all, but you could.
It's been 30 minutes. You haven't wrote the date and title.
Yeah.
All this shit.
But still, you could reel it off when the question was asked.
Something like that. Yeah. Okay. I think I went to a different secondary school every year.
And I went to three. Yeah.
I started year seven late. Like
same.
I wasn't like by the time everyone's in school, I was late. I did like I was always in education.
Yeah.
You can't not be in education.
No.
And I think like. It came at an interesting time because, like, year seven, I hit like me and my old man went into temporary housing,
right?
And they move you around quite a lot before they give you like somewhere proper to live.
That fucks up everything.
Not really, because I always had graph, so I'm getting up in different places. I'm making.
So you were
friends.
Writing, I suppose. Yeah, 13. Yeah. You're
straight
writing.
Away, like I'm finding like little pockets of things, and like. I look back at going to a different school every year and living in so many different neighbourhoods that it's gave me like the social fucking experience. Like now I'm very comfortable being brand new to places. Do you know what I mean? Like I don't mind. I'll go to a party on my own.
Yeah.
I don't care if everyone already knows each other or whatever. Yeah. I've been new.
You've
to
been
a lot
through
of
that.
Things.
Yeah. And you went through it young as well. Yeah.
And I like it a lot. That's why I like a lot of like what I do now with the
Well, I'll tell you what, that really explains the come on, let's do this now then.
Yeah.
We've never met. I'd mentioned one name to you. Yeah, I know Lyle.
Yeah.
And you left.
I confirmed it with him first though.
He was cool. And then it was, come, let's go. That's very you. What you just said, actually, that's where that shit's coming from.
I do this with like, soon as fucking I see them writers in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, we spoke, and it's like, fucking, we've got a tattoo shop out here. All right, cool, I'll come. Let's go next week. Boom, fly over.
Sick.
Do the thing.
Okay. And so that's where that's all come from.
And writers are writers all over. Now I'm seeing there's a circuit and there's a certain like fucking like thing with writers where like especially the Europe lot, they love it. Like they'll like each like crash on each other's sofas and that.
Like Europe travel's sick though.
Link you up with each other and like my man knows how to do this panel, this thing, da-da-da. Like my boy Slang come over with me to Hamburg.
Yeah.
And we went to do a whole car. And had one of the KGZ boys come to spot for us. And we're in the motor, we picked him up, he's come to spot for us. He's a mate of, like my mate that's put me onto the spot, da da da. And fucking, my pal's in the back with him, it's like, I'd not do a fucking a panel with you in the summer in fucking Holland.
Yes.
And then, but there you had like a one guy from London, you had one of the Germans, and they, I think they linked up with like a, where's this kid from? I think that's, he's maybe even Spanish, but he's in Holland and he's the guy for the panels and that.
Up there so now.
There's all these Europeans linking up.
That European hookup is amazing.
I like it, man. And I'm fucking.
But back to the schooling stuff, the moving around so much is obviously, so that's enabled you to, that's probably put something in your life to be like up for the new constantly.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, the change. Yeah. Did you finish school well, like with grades, or did it just peter out as you got older? Did it just...
What, like education?
Yeah.
I've got no formal education. Like, I have absolutely no grades. But what I do have, above all else, is a massive network and fucking upgraded social skills. I think it's up to you how you deal
with it. So what happened when you finished then? When the law states, right, cool, you're done with education... Yeah. What happens at 16? You're a writer, you're into crime, you're moving around the city or the borough.
I guess. I was trying to think, like, how I felt at the time was, like, it didn't feel out of place.
It was what
A lot
was.
Of my friends were either, like, out of school, moved to a different one from, like, misbehaving, the fucking... Like, the circle of friends that I maintained regardless of what schools we were going to, because Graf kept us together.
Same thing for everyone.
We're in a lot, similar. Like, a lot of, like... Also, I got hit with the ASBO. I was, like, one of the first with fucking...
Wow, okay.
And I think, like, majority of my group as well. Mm-hmm. So we was ASBO'd not to be associating with each other, carry anything that could be used for da-da-da-da. And there was... two main towns that I couldn't go to and a lot of roads on this thing that kept me like locked in my neighborhood. And if I moved, it was always in breach. So I think like during that period of time from like, I guess like leaving school, like 15, 16, 17.
Yeah.
I think like I held like, I reckon like a fucking, most of like my police stations.
Wow.
A lot of nick-ins through that.
Yeah.
A lot. Like a ridiculous amount.
That's fucking nuts, man.
Nothing ever stick, but I get it now. I see it. Someone explained it.
Yeah, go on.
About something else. If they, like, batter you, like, if you just always get nicked.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the certain, like, borough that has the police station, they have a picture of you and your mates in the police station. They know you have a fucking...
List
it's ASBO
well.
Thing that makes being in these places and doing these things illegal.
Yeah.
So without question, they see you.
You're an easy cop.
Nick.
Easy.
Every time, nick.
Easy.
But what it should do is deter you from that behaviour, even if it doesn't stick and you don't get like convicted of anything or whatever, whatever.
It's meant to jar you.
Yeah, basically. It's
meant to jar you out of this shit. Yeah. We are going to fucking annoy the fuck out of you. Did it work? Or did you just get older?
Not really. I think I just... It became a lot more normal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the consequences weren't like... Because nothing stuck. Do you know what I mean? Because like a lot of it was like... I got nicked on the way to school or back from school a lot.
Right.
Because the bus would pass through the neighbourhood. Police officer gets on the bus.
Yeah.
Goes, this bus has been... The bus route goes through that thing. Although I'm not on that road... If you had got on that bus from where your school is because of your school uniform, then you must have passed through there to be here.
Yeah.
You're nicked.
You're on. That's
I
it.
Go to the station, I get nicked, they heard da da da, and then.
For fuck's sake.
By the time I'm in court, I've already got like so many things to all be seen at once, and it's all like, well, how else is he going to get to school? But there's no like, when they stop you, name check you, da 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 da, there's no like, oh. By the way, like in little brackets, like he can pass through here.
They'll do that after the fact. They'll put you through it first.
Yeah,
which is a complete obviously waste of time.
Fuck, I used to like all of that shit. I was such a retard. I think I was retarded for a large portion of my life. Like fucking something wrong with me.
But isn't that just like London life, though? Isn't that just fucking teenagers? I'm not saying what you're telling me is what everyone's been through, but we haven't gone too deep into it, obviously. But, you know, moving around with your dad from house to house to house, right? Moving from school to school to school. What the fuck is that meant to do to you? Like, I went to three different schools. I grew up on an estate in Kilburn, surrounded by three other estates. There was hundreds of us out every day. Mental. I was nuts.
Yeah.
You just... I think the point is I think what you're doing here really is just looking back and thinking, wow, the fuck?
Yeah, retarded. Like, the only thing I can think, like, there's definitely, like... Also, I've always, like, what I clocked... quite quickly as well, what I think that's good about like tags is what you're doing by you're fucking rebranding yourself. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The government name that I've been given, I only associate with all the fucking times they tell me when I'm in trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But when you call me by my tag, they're fine. My guys. If I hear that, I'm like, yo,
yeah, we're here.
This is a friendly way to address you, right?
Yeah.
And then fucking
and that's the freedom there.
Bro, 100%. And I think that's the fucking key to it. But I've kept a couple names through like certain activities or certain things and that have fucking like helped me to fucking segment parts of my life.
So with those segments, is that kind of like, all right, look, I'm going to calm down on the crime, but I'm going in on the graph, or I'm going to whatever else.
I think. When my, like pretty much what I did out like after school was just get straight into
it.
Yeah. And fucking, that was vulnerable to attention. Do you know what I mean? You don't want attention when you're doing that.
Yeah.
You just want to be
work.
Fly low under the radar.
Yeah.
Do your deals, make your money and get on. And I do remember being a bit like fucking, I mean, I have a certain mates that were still doing it, or when I did see Graf, like, like fuck all that, man, that's bait.
Course. Do you know what
I
mean? Course.
I ain't having, and when like social media's and that, I ain't having Facebook, that's bait.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you mean?
Yeah,
I was that guy and fucking.
It does, those things don't work when you're working that way. But, yeah.
I think I got heavy into fucking, I had a mate around us as well, heavy into the conspiracy theories and that. Do you know what I mean? He's like, oh, well, God, the government, they're going to RFID chip you and fucking all this is...
So you were keeping the fuck away.
Yeah, man. But then the fucking... Look at me now. I've got a smartphone.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm fucking... Like, it will get on top one day. I just don't give a fuck at this point.
Well, I mean, look. Hopefully, time passes.
I'm also, like, quite proud of who I am. Like,
good.
I think that if I was to be like, look what I've achieved, look what I'm doing now,
with
and
no
shy
backstory.
Away from where I've been and what I've done,
yeah,
then it devalues everything.
Well, look, you come then with no context, it becomes shallow, and you try and deny some shit. That's what I'm talking about. The pride of having no fucking GCSEs. Like, it doesn't... I'm not shameful about that fact. I'm fine with that fact because I am who I am and I'm happy with who I am.
Mm.
You know what I mean? If there's... judge me forever.
I don't think I'd want to... Like, not to be, like, fucking arrogant or whatever, but if... How would you feel about me if I was like, what? No GCSEs? God. And then I change my opinion about you from that.
You
like,
can.
Who does that?
But, well, luckily, my portfolio precedes me. Before I come in the room, everyone had seen the work. If any of them want to turn around and say something, cool. My portfolio is still solid. My work is still my work. Like, I don't care what people perceive of me, bro. And it happens, and I really don't care. Like, I don't think you do.
It's not a fucking... It's not something you can measure by the same things. Like,
no.
Like, I think, like, fucking... All the fucking... Like, those things are still valuable, being a fucking scientist.
Oh, of course. I'm not knocking
whatever,
that.
Yeah.
Listen, my boy hasn't done it. And I wish he did. I wish he stuck with education. He didn't. I love education. I love all my people who have got degrees and this type of thing. It's just not for everyone. And if anyone decides to perceive you something different because you haven't gone through that route, well, fuck you, man. Like, I don't give a fuck what you think about me.
I do think that, like, I think that the actually most beneficial part of doing, like, a fucking specific thing, like a study on, like, going to college or university, is the social circle it puts you around.
Oh,
it puts you around people with similar interests, which is massive to head in the direction that you want to go. If it's of like a similar...
Yeah, you see great relationships get built over those times as well.
100%.
Like, you know, I know people who've gone to uni and built great friendships. Like, and other thing as well, for the art thing, when people came and worked with me at my shop and they'd come out of uni, they'd learnt how to answer a brief properly. They learnt how to break things down properly. I'm fucking freestyling off the top of my head. I haven't got a clue what you're on about. And they taught me so much, like... Because they... So you... Listen, I'd never knock education. I'm not knocking it one bit. Amazing. If you can do it, go and get it. I wish it was free in this country because it'd blatantly get more people into it. But, it just wasn't for me. But I'm nearly 40, man. It hasn't affected my life. Mm. I've done exactly what I've needed to and wanted to do.
I'd be more happy with that. That, like...
I can't... I live on a boat. I live on a narrow boat. A 70
Wait,
foot...
What?
Yeah. That's how happy I am.
That's sick.
That's how happy I am. Me and my girlfriend, my partner, who I've been with for 12 years, she's a therapist, psychotherapist. We bought a narrowboat nearly 4 years ago. 70 foot bad boy. So what, look, before, let's not go too deep on all this shit. All
right.
You've been out there, you're a writer, you've been living that London, I'm going to call it what it is, London crime life. And where did it happen, the thought that this vandalism thing that you're up to can somehow connect to this creativity that's inside you to move on to tattoos? Like, where is that? What is that?
And it
obviously isn't that simple, but...
That's what I was going to say. It's
exactly,
a lot.
All I'm looking at is a bomber and then a very successful tattoo artist.
Right.
What the fuck? What was that?
It was no fucking like dramatic like turning point in my life or like fucking thing. Do you know what I mean? It was just like the realization that I could do more.
Yeah.
That was it. I think what's that saying? If you knew better, you'd do better.
Okay.
If you've met or interacted or seen, like, if you've been exposed to something that's different than what you know is normal,
or what you find out is normal.
What
you find out isn't normal, sorry. Yeah, yeah.
I was well into my 20s before I ever met anyone that owned a home or owned a business. Do you get what I mean? So throughout my whole life, it's the only thing that you'll ever hear is, I either work for a company, I get a job for someone, and I rent a place off the council if I have a kid.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and rent's like £65 a week as far as you're concerned.
It's all a myth. Like,
little do you know that you can't get the flat.
But. I know that this is a different thing. Like, my mum's from a very small village. She immigrated here.
Uh-huh.
She had me.
Yeah.
Council give her a yacht.
Yeah.
Then I know that there's more than just this place.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But there's a lot of people that have only been here,
yeah,
haven't even been back to where their parents are from, if their parents are not...
Left, like, the borough.
Do you know what I mean? There's a lot of people that stay.
Yeah.
And especially when you're talking like low income housing is like low income activities.
Yeah.
I wasn't exposed to other things that would have... that I come across later on in life. It's like, oh shit, you can do this.
Listen, man.
Oh, this is fucking
trying to find aspiration in them places. Like, trying to find aspiration in the manor, it's a fucking hard thing. Like, bigger than what you can see.
Mm.
We can aspire. If I'm honest, there wasn't really many, I didn't really see many drug dealers. There was about two or three classic dons. It was more about crime in Kilburn. And it wasn't really aspiring to be like these criminals. It was just maybe aspiring to be a bit of a rude boy. We stole from all the shops, like, you know what I mean? But I remember when I was 17, right? And I'm in West Hampstead. We used to hang out on this bridge. And I said to my people, I got into reading. And then I said to my friends, you know, this ain't it. This isn't it. We can aspire to do more. Like, we don't. And they were like, shut up, D. What the fuck are you on about? And I don't know where it goes. I know what book it came from, but it was like, it was then I realised, not fully, not cognitively, but it was those 3 years up to my 20s, I started to think, oh, I can go. I can get the fuck out. Like, yeah. I don't know how. I moved to Brighton with probably less than £50. Like, it was like that. Do you know what I mean?
You know what it is? It's like you're saying, it's about what's in front of you as well. It's if the biggest thing in front of you is my man with the gold chain and
yeah,
the Mercedes, and he's got money to spend on a Friday night, and yeah, the girls like him, that's all you aspire to.
Well, it's even if your mate's parents or your mum, my mum worked her whole life, like, but you know, or if your mates had two parents living together and the dad was good at his job and you know the house was good, it was still hard for you to aspire to him.
Yeah,
what the fuck? I'm on.
I pulled that up like a while ago. I'm not gonna say the thing, but I grabbed like the fucking Sinclair.
Mm.
Like, bruv, I think there was like 10 of us.
Mm.
Every single one of us in the exact same position. Like, I wanted to put together like a conglomerate.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And make something legit. This is like actually like very very early stages of starting to go into like tattooing and other legitimate aspects of like earning and mm-hmm. like a future. What I saw is that like these 10 people are 10 people very close to me. These are my circle, these are my friends and my peers, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone is council housed, single mum, single parent. The council house that they've been given was given because their parent was pregnant with either them or their sibling.
Yeah.
Which means that they can only, when your parent dies, the tenancy is handed over once.
Yeah, yeah.
Only once.
Only once, yeah.
So you can't pass on that yard to your future.
No.
Right? A lot of my friends there have children, right? I don't, but I would like to.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying almost every night. And or I'm at least practicing.
Yeah, yeah.
But fucking, when you don't own anything, you don't own property, you have no equity, you have no business, you have no fucking income coming from anything other than the thing you do at the time. If you stop working, you stop getting money.
Mm.
How the fuck are you ever gonna get out of the position you're in?
Yeah.
How is your future generation gonna get out of the position you're in if you stay within the same circles? Like, I'm looking at it like, I'm proud of my parents. Do you know what I mean? I'm proud of what they've, like, the step they've come from. But, and it's difficult for me to say this because I don't want to have, like, some negative on how they've raised me or what opportunities they gave me.
Yeah.
Great. I'm much happier that I went through what I went through and I've been in London than a fucking village.
Yeah.
Dirt road in the middle of fucking Eastern Europe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like a fucking madman, right? Here, I'm happy, cool. But I want my lifestyle to be different. I want the future of me to be different.
Mm.
And I've seen this, where it goes, or what I was doing, I've seen where it goes.
Yeah.
there's very, very limited options, and there's high probability of some of those worst options. Like the, like on the scales,
yeah.
like it's more likely going to go bad for you than it's going to work out and you go fucking off in the sunset.
It's fucking hard, man. Like it's living in them places is fucking, it's hard work. Like it's...
If you're not exposed to, if you're not, like...
As I say, I told you where I grew up, man. Like, I've got a couple of people that I can say, fuck it, you know what I mean? Like, my guy Greg, who I grew up with, really proud of him and what he's done with himself. And but he grew up just as hard as I did. There's a massive list of us that just didn't get out. You know what I mean? And it's nuts because there isn't, you know, education shit. Your parents ain't got time for you because they're trying to fucking scrape in every penny. And you start to need shit, so you start... playing the games, right?
Well, you said you opened up a shop, the first shop, right? Before you opened up that shop, were you either exposed to or have, like, even better than that, like a conversation with someone that has either already opened a shop or owns, like, a business, something similar?
My mum has been self-employed my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
I had inspiration.
Yeah, you had inspiration, but, like, you knew that it was possible. Like, so, yeah. like someone had, had...
Let me just tell you something. Like, when I was born, we were homeless. My mum managed to wrangle a shop out of this guy called Mr. Mycroft on Edgware Road, and he rented this space for £30 a week.
Sick.
And my mum was a trained seamstress, so she started to... She noticed that there was no... Looked in the papers back then and was just like, no more repairs, leather in this fucking city, I'm going to do it. And that's how she brought me up. And Mr. Mycroft saved our lives, and then the council gave us the flat in Kilburn when I was about 6 months old. And that's how it started. So it was, but my mum's a fucking,
yeah.
She's a G, obviously. Do you know what I mean? She's one of them.
That's where you get a lot of your drive from.
My full inspiration from this mad Irish woman. I mean, she gave me that drive, you know what I mean? Made it all. And then obviously Josh was the ping. Go on then. If you're going to do it, this is when you should do it.
I hear that, man.
And Touchwood, that's how it's been. I held it down.
More power to you, man.
But how did you do it? How did you become Trap House? Because, look, I didn't know you back then. Well, you still haven't told me what you wrote, and that's fine. But I didn't know you back then, but I know you as this fucking name. Like, you're all online. Everyone knows who you are. Yeah, I mean, I'm not even into tattoos. I know about the depth of it. I know about the Nokia phone. Why? So what was that connect?
I like the things that I do. That's always been important to me.
Uh-huh.
Like having my days consist of the things that I enjoy and try to keep as much of that going as possible.
Yeah.
As soon as I was old enough to get tattooed and I was getting money, uh-huh. I was spending it on getting tattooed.
Right.
I loved it. I fucking... Look at me, bro. I'm head to toe.
What was your first one?
I got London. Well, here on my leg.
Sick.
Like, fucking... Like that.
When I was, though.
Like, 14?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking...
And then from then, you were like, this is sick.
This is sick. And it was fucking... it was like a nice feeling. I remember like having the tattoo way before you was allowed to.
Yeah, 14.
You know, like, none of your other mates have got tattoos.
No.
And then I was like that, I think, kind of put into my head, like, I want to have loads. Like, no one at 18 has their hands, head, face, like, no one's battered.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Both arms, chest, leg, like, everything. Do you know what I mean? Like, I want to be battered in tattoos and that. And obviously, fucking the cost of it slowed me down a little bit because shit ain't cheap.
Yeah.
But luckily there was a couple artists that I could trade things with and that that made it a bit more fucking easy on me financially. But so that's always just been an interest.
Yeah.
Right? Graph has always been a fucking interest and a passion. Like these are things that I like that I've just gravitated towards through like who I am as a person. So when it came to like getting serious and being like, right, I could smash this. If I was to apply time, effort, and energy in a fucking unbelievable amount, I'll get unbelievable results. If I was to be chill about it, knock on a few doors and take it slow and, you know, like, work a job and chase my passion in the evening, in the spare time that I have, then maybe you get them results. If you go, you know what, 1,000%, everything, all
belief.
In. Just all in, all chips on the table.
You know what, even, it's, even if it's not 100% belief, it's that it's a decision to be made.
I made decisions a long time ago. Like, I tattooed my face knowing that I'm not gonna be like a civilian. Mm. I'm never gonna be a civilian. Mm. You're never gonna see me like copying a normal lifestyle and fucking, do you know what I mean, chilling out and whatever. Like, I'm gonna level 10 it 100% the whole way.
Yeah.
All the way. Like, this is where I'm at now. I see as like poking my toe in the door to fucking flick it open and get my foot in.
Yeah.
Like, this is now like pretty much what I've done with the fucking, I'm doing like a hand motion. This is fucking audio. But what I've done with
the consistent workflow.
Yeah, but it's consistency is one thing, because you can consistently be slow at it or consistently put in 2 hours a day onto something. But if you batter it, like, if
full time. Like,
that's the best way I can articulate it. If you think in your head, I'm going to go fucking mental 100% on this thing, then you get that back. And like, this is going to enable all the other things that I want to do.
So getting all these tattoos, getting into it, doing your work to pay for it all, living that lifestyle, getting up, and then thinking one day, fuck it, I can do this. I can get into this. I can make this happen.
I wanted to, and I think like the big difference and what I see now, like when I speak to people that do things, is like, if money is your drive, then fuck it off. That's not the bollocks.
Yeah,
I hate that. Like,
that's very short term.
I get approached by people now, like, oh, I want to start like a brand, or I want to start a thing. Can you do some artwork for it? Da da da. Whatever. I'll chat to them, and when I hear that the only drive in them to do this thing is money.
It's flipped.
The only, like, I just want to make money. I just, like, da-da-da. Fuck all that. Yeah. Your heart's not in it. And it's not, like, it's not going to be enough. Drive for money is not going
to
be enough.
It'll come to a point where you'll have to say yes, but that comes at a cost to them, and you decide how you place your work, because you can't keep saying no. At the minute you can pick and choose while you fine-tune this thing you're doing. In the future, if you're getting approached like this, keep that. But you got you don't. I'm not saying keep that particular connection, but keep that.
All the big brands that have approached me has ended with me saying fuck off.
Okay,
don't chat to me like that. Yeah. I don't like corporate life.
Yeah. No, that's brilliant. I'm very similar in that sense. I don't, you know, I say wild shit in my meetings. Mm. But you got to get paid, and so you just got to figure out that fine line. I don't think you should do it yet.
Thing though. But like, what I was gonna say is, because I had my line working, I was very good off of that. Mm-hmm. I didn't need to make money from tattooing. So when I started tattooing,
perfect.
I wasn't trying to make money.
Perfect.
I was trying to do it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. If someone said they're giving you free tattoos, what's wrong with it? What's
it's like attached? Starting writing.
Yeah.
It's like starting writing. There's no money there. You want to do it.
There's still no money in writing.
Yeah.
I do it because I love it.
Yeah, exactly. But it's the same. You know, you're 13. And you're like, I'm going to write no matter what. I'm going to write. I'm just going to write my
name. What else is going to keep you up at night?
Yeah.
Keep you when you're tired.
So you felt like that with tattooing. You didn't need it. It wasn't. You got to a certain age. Yeah, I've got bills to pay. I've got money to raise, obviously. But I do that. I can go full steam on this. Sick. Yeah.
I think, there's a bit of a thing that I'm missing. That's like, there was a little bit of heartbreak involved, right? And I'm not going to go into a lot of details, but it turned out that the purpose of the way this girl like broke up with me was to cause me as much harm as possible, that it would be easier, or whatever. I don't know what bullshit I've heard from her since, whatever. But I know the intentions was to just say the most horrible things.
Yeah.
And obviously,
to try and break down the confidence that is being built.
Whatever the case was. And she basically just said, you're not someone that I could raise a family with. You're not someone that I could be with, because of all the like crimes and things that she's seen me with and do, and aware of like who I was at the time, which was all well and good. You loved being with the bad boy when it was all fucking spending money and doing So it was a bit confusing. Down the line, you want to end the relationship because of all these things. But it was there, like, I remember, like, because this was I got it in a fucking email, bro. Imagine that. And I don't check emails all the time. So I'm not finding out, like, for a minute.
Weeks have gone past.
And then, and it tailed off with some shit about fucking, you'll never be anything other than just that scumbag gangster. You'll never be.
Well, she's just blown out it, all those words.
All these things, all these things. And tattooing was mentioned because, like, fuck, bro. Like, I've been tattooing now as Trap House and doing this for 3 years. It's my third year.
Sick.
Right? Everything blew up quick in the beginning. But that was when I applied, right, I'm going to do this properly. Mm. But I'd bought a tattoo machine a few years before that, and I tattooed like a mate here and there, and like did like one or two things, a couple people on my estate with raging tattoos, the rawest shit ever. Like, fucking, I need, now that I'm professional and I'm fucking good at what I do, I owe them man tattoos.
Yeah.
Like, fucking,
they should keep for prosperity, man.
Not so bad. My boy come home the other day, he did 7 years.
Wow. Yeah.
That was when I first got the machine, and he was like, I think my second or third tattoo come around my bedroom, and I tattooed fucking the top of his hand.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
What did it say?
That's a bit raw.
Was it a word? Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Rest in peace, his boy, and that.
Oh, fuck.
Do you know what I mean? He's, I'm not going to flame up all that. But yeah, so I'd been doing it for that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, but I never pursued it. It was just something that was...
You were getting tattooed. You liked it.
I liked it. I can buy a machine.
It,
I wasn't serious.
I've got money. I can just buy the machine. Fuck it. I'll buy it. How much is that? Yeah. Coming in.
That's how I took it. Do you know what I mean? And when I got this information from this breakup that upset me, and where like that hit home, like, rah, you'll never be...
Okay.
Like, I've made bare music. I've been making a lot of music for a long time.
Sick.
Do you know what I mean? How much of it have I released? Fuck all. If someone says to me like, oh, what? You make music? Oh, where can I listen to it?
Maybe.
It's like, yeah. Have you not got like no demos? You're not recording nothing? Nah. But I've got a million beats on multiple laptops and things like that. I've got fucking 1,000 songs wrote down. I've got But I just never took anything serious. Do you know what I mean? I was kind of wrapped up in a world and concerning myself with things that like I look back on now. And just think, brother, it's not actually important.
Yeah.
Like, fucking, I don't give a fuck anymore. I just want this thing.
No, she broke your heart.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, like,
hurt.
I've still got bare ego in me now. Like, yeah, a little bit. Nah, didn't really hurt. She didn't even bother me at all. Absolutely fine. Nah, that shit fucking hurt.
Yeah,
man.
Good. That go through it, man.
Upset me.
Live that. That's the real, that's the fucking great shit. That's the stories. That's the fucking, the making. I mean, obviously, you know that because you've told me. It's part of a story, isn't it?
It is, man. It is.
It's great.
It is.
It's great to have gone through that.
But, still, I'm so petty, though, man. But anyway, besides the point, yeah. Fucking.
Yeah, go on.
Spite was a lot of drive.
Yeah.
But also, like, it was like, when you've never had to answer a question if no one's asked you.
Yeah.
So you've never like, and that's why it's like, I think it's quite good. Like if you think that you're doing something right and you have an idea or a belief, someone should fucking challenge the fuck out of
that. Oh yeah.
Because you need to be able to defend it and go, no, this is a right thing.
Yeah.
This
and if is you find why, anything, and you've got to find the faults, man.
Right.
To build anything.
Until someone goes to me, nah, you're not going to be a proper tattoo artist.
Yeah.
You're not going to pop off in music. Why do you think that? Fucking until you're challenged, you don't realise that, right, no, the answer is, I am going to fuck you.
Yeah. Well, isn't that... But you also did something, and I feel quite similar to you in that sense, in that you did something that hadn't really been done yet. Like this type of movement and aggressive, you know, full on, like I'm going for this hard. The way you built your name, I mean, look, as I said, I don't know much about the tattoo game, but coming out of the culture you're from, I've never heard this type of thing before.
All right, so there's nothing new under the sun.
No. Yeah, right? I don't mean that in terms of that.
But I certainly, as far as like the world is concerned, mm-hmm. appeared with what I was doing at a very interesting time.
There we go. Yeah.
That made it accessible.
Yeah.
And it was like the perfect.
That's
like,
a similarity.
A lot of thing is timing. Do you know what I mean?
That's the similarity. I opened a gallery in February 03 and the previous year Banksy had blown up. I never sold street art, but the fact that street art hit the streets.
That is
allowed
exactly,
the
yeah.
public to understand right? what these doors were. Are we going to walk into? What's this shit? Anyway.
So, you've now got like the position I was in, whereas I had an ambition.
Yeah.
And I had something I wanted to do. I knew the basics of tattooing. I knew how, like, the construct of it, right? What I did is I applied the way I understand and know business.
Uh-huh.
And I put it into that, but not just that. There was a lot of me into it and a lot of like fucking energy.
Yeah.
And then what I found is it just attracted. It was just like super like attractive energy. Do you know what I mean? Neem's been with me from before every level of what's going on. Do you know what I mean?
And the response.
And helped out a lot. Do you know what I mean? Like fucking in the whole thing, but like the I guess like the skeleton of what's going on, like the plan of it. I was renting a hotel. I was setting up in that hotel. So I had the line and I had the tattooing in the same in the same room. I was I at the time, like, I didn't know how things worked, but I knew enough. Like, I downloaded Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and was there something else at the time? I can't remember. I think there was something else at the time.
Maybe Snapchat, something like that, maybe.
Yes, and Snapchat, and I think something else. Like, I bought a smartphone,
yeah.
I downloaded all of these things, and I understood the way it worked was on chronological order.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you post something at 9,
yeah.
Your morning rises on the way to work will see it.
Yeah.
Post something at 12, your afternoon lunch breakers will see it.
Yeah.
Something that fucking da 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 and so on and so on. So what I needed to do was have a product to sell. And I needed to, like, It worked on, like I keep saying, like, you get what you give.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
If you put in mad amounts of energy and effort and time, you get mad amounts back.
Yeah, like,
there's a very equal, it's mathematics.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, though, that energy level has to be high before you get to the point of, all right, wicked. It takes so long to get to that point where you're like, right, now the last stretch is what's going to make this. It's like, I don't know, I think they've just declared that 30,000 followers makes you a celebrity now in court. So if you have 30,000 followers plus and your work, a photo off your social media or whatever, if something happens and you have a court case and it's in dispute of something you've done and you're trying to claim on it, you can claim because 30,000 plus is the thing. So, but I know, and we know, that getting your first 5,000, 10,000, 15,000 is really hard. But the moment you hit the double figures,
I think those numbers are bollocks. When you think about how many people you actually need, how many sales you actually make, how many customers you actually have, doesn't matter if you have like fucking something that I know. Like, when I reflect on the business of working the line, I think, like, individual separate human beings that I've served.
Mm-hmm.
Is in the hundreds.
Yeah.
How many I ever had on the line at one time
mm-hmm.
was nowhere near that amount.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? People, I hear you.
Yeah.
But to make a killing, to make a living, to make whatever you make, you only actually need a portion.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like, when it came to like, do I want loads of followers? No. I want loads of interaction. I want more high level reaction. I want, if someone like, and I think like, what I was more concerned with was what I understood was word of mouth.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? If I leave a good impression on you now, what you say to the people that are close to you is way more important than how someone sees my social. There's a lot of people that see like my social media, and just from the outside looking in with no context, just go, this fella's a cunt.
Yeah.
Why is he so gassed? The fuck is he on? Do you know what I mean? I speak in a very like fucking high energy and like often like humorous way that not a lot of people get.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like I have a lot of my shit reported and stuff like that. Like if I'm talking like fucking, do you know what I mean? The biggest, baddest motherfucker in town who's gonna fucking slap your girlfriend with my dick. I don't actually mean that I'm gonna walk into fucking Brighton with my dick out hitting women and that. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not like that, but fucking.
People take shit literally sometimes.
Yeah, out of context, it is what it is. The word of mouth is king. So, like, my approach to fucking, to what I was doing was fucking, what's them bars? Fucking treat every customer like it's your only customer.
Yeah. Yeah.
If
run it that way.
When I look back at the line, the only reason people stopped coming was either late, poor quality, poor service.
Yeah.
That's it. Those things. If they continue to use, they'll continue if all the things are right. When it comes to it's back to the thing we're saying about technology and convenience and things like that. Who if you want something, who are you gonna call? My man always takes an hour. He says he's gonna be there in 10, but he's there in half fucking long time. Yeah. Fuck that guy. No. Who else is da-da-da? Who's da-da-da? So when it comes to like this product, who always has it? Well, like when you shout, I was never that guy. You know, like this tattoo artist. I'm booked up until December 2022. So if you want an appointment, fuck all that. Work harder. Work harder.
Put the hours in, man.
Bruv, if you like the way I I've still kept it like quite close like that. Now I don't book long in advance.
Yeah.
You get and the same as you got for me now. You shout me. I will find.
This is what I'm at. This is what I'm doing.
Time is my own. I'll find time somewhere and I'll make it happen.
So do you go around the city working at different parlors now?
So in the beginning, no one wanted me in the shop.
Right.
Right. I had nothing but an idea.
Yeah.
Right. Once I built a foundation of clientele, a lot repeat custom. I charged £30 per tattoo.
Right.
I put up one post with 8 designs on it, 3 times a day, every day for March and
April. Yeah. 3 years ago, that
and,
is.
And I never repeated the design. So you buy the thing.
So every day, there was 3 different pages going up, which had 3 different
with
sets.
With either 6 to 8 designs on per each sheet. Page.
So nearly up to 20 designs a day were going
every
up.
Day. Yeah. So that means that while I'm tattooing all day, I spend the rest of my time drawing.
And so people contact you and say, I want that. Where
you come,
are you?
You come, boom. Yeah. You can come in tomorrow at 5. You can come in at 11 p.m, whatever.
And this is out of a hotel room?
This is out of a hotel, travel lodge. I knew staff.
Yeah, wicked.
So I was getting rooms at like pretty much cost of 1 tattoo.
Nice.
Would cover the room. So that was like I had low like goals. And also like what I didn't realise that now when I look back at it, mental behaviour, it's sick because it got me to where I'm at. But fucking when I had fucking people come through, they've only like with no context, they've just seen something called Trap House on the internet and they think, oh, this is like a cool aesthetic, this is whatever, whatever. The phone rings, but I'm busy tattooing you, your mate, take that outside to the fucking lifts, serve that person, bring me my money back. They come back and they're gassed. And when I saw like the first couple, because I don't give a fuck. And
I'm working
and that just makes things convenient, more easier. Yeah. But then when they actually like vocalise that, yo, this is for real. This is sick. This is sick. and then they tell their mates.
True rap house.
And it's like, what did you think?
Yeah.
The experience. That it was all a fucking...
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And then now that I've been like I guess, caught the attention of certain people and certain things come my way, like when I say the brands and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there was some fucking creative agency that wanted to do something, and it was like they wanted to build a trap house as like an installment and a thing and da-da-da-da-da-da. And they wanted to give me some muggy amount of peas, and they mugged. Like, the way they was talking to me, whatever their deal was so muggy that the call ended with fuck off. No. Then there's a massive backlash. They met Metro, The Guardian, the fucking wow. Independent, like all these fucking things. It went on the news and that, like people going like, going in like, how's the brand trying to do a fucking, trying to...
Glamorize
like yeah. drug dealing in London when there's all this knife crime, there's all this da-da-da, because they didn't value like...
I remember this.
The authenticity, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Bro, you've used my name.
Yeah.
You've used what I do as my thing.
And you're coming with a bullshit.
If you don't have the actual thing that you wanted to give a monkey to,
yeah.
then now you get a massive media backlash. If I'm involved, if I was given... Whatever, I'm not going to get onto that, whatever. But.
That'll come again in different ways, man, and not particularly on the same subject. But basically, what happened... I mean, I want to get to the rest of this bit, but what's obviously going to happen is that you're going to kill it in the tattoo game and you will just establish yourself as you, and it'll be your creative ideas that will be the next thing. That's what's going to happen. And I might be completely wrong, but I think I could put money on that, is that it's not that you're not a tattooist for the rest of your life.
No, I've been doing it for 3 years.
Yeah, you're a definite, and I don't like to put it into this box, but you're a creative. What happened with, say, you're running this trap house, basically, where you're tattooing... You're building this brand in here. You're fucking giving people experiences when they come and get the tattoos because it's actually a trap house. Word spreading, creative agencies are calling.
That guerrilla marketing.
All of the things I was doing was all from the heart.
Yeah.
Everything that I was doing...
It was just you.
...was not, like, contrived or, like...
That's the word.
...fucking... I'm very impetuous by nature.
Yeah.
I have a very, like... very spontaneous, and like I prefer to live like that.
Yeah.
I don't think being calculated has served me that well in the past, so mm-hmm. I don't behave like that.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? And I'm happier that way.
Yeah.
I guess. Like there's ups and downs to it, but whatever. The fucking the thing that was happened, like I was just very responsive to what was going on. When I noticed that just my natural way of dealing with people.
Yeah.
Was way nicer and way better for them as an experience than what they had previously experienced from tattoo shops or whatever.
Yeah.
Because the other thing as well was tattooing was like a rock dude kind of thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I know what you mean. Rock star.
Tribal skulls and flames.
Or just like if you walked in there, the guys...
Yeah, yeah.
Listen to rock music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're like, they're not road.
Yeah.
Or they're not like...
It's a culture within itself.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was the only person at that time that was very much different. My culture and very, very much that.
Yeah.
That applied what I was doing to something else, because there's road man that have done whatever and they've just opened up a shop in the high street and they've kept it chill and they're whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But like I went to the internet,
yeah.
and because I was doing what I was doing with the people and life and like everything around it, the word of mouth spread quite quick. That builds up and then it like starts to snowball, but the behaviour was adapting. Like I was always adapting what I was doing.
So this is like within a year. Within the first year, bro, it must have just gone.
What? Within the first like 5 months, I was getting shops shout me saying like,
come and do something.
Come and work. But now I have
how many people? You tattooed like a good couple thousand people before the shops even hollered.
Oh no! Word.
I
kept count. Like I was in 90. My very first month, March 2016. My very very first month, it was like I tattooed like 90 something people, like 96 people.
Wow.
Then the following month, it was equal.
Shit.
So, in 2 months, I've tattooed
more. You're doing like 3 people a day.
Than what like a shop will do in a year.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? With them like big black and grey pieces. They may have made a lot more money, it's but not, I've hit more.
You weren't doing it for that.
Once again, I've hit more people. 3 people a day, me and certain man would be hanging about and we'd get fucking tattoos throughout the night as well.
As well.
Like fucking, just battling this idea, if you've got ink and that, you up, come, let's go, bam. Yeah, all day, all night.
It never stopped. That was like, I'm happy that I behaved that way because the results are shown by that. I worked more.
Yeah.
Like, I did more.
It became like a London phenomenon then.
Because, right, so if you have to draw a different design all the time,
yeah,
your pool of inspirations are going to have to get a bit more obscure than,
yeah,
like, what's known, the fucking, do you know what I mean, the regular tattoo stuff, da-da-da. To the point where I was just like, it was just fluid. The shit that's in my mind, whatever's around me at the time, da, 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 that's what I'm drawing. Do you know what I mean? I'll do the fucking bash off phone because that's on the desk next to me. I'll do this, I'll do that because that's around me right now. That's in my head. Fucking whatever, like pop culture references and things like that, because I'm going through Instagram just like a user.
Did graffiti give you the thought that you could draw? Or was that just confidence?
I've always been way more confident than I am talented.
Cool. So it was literally part of the thought process. I obviously need to do this in order to do this. So give me the pen. I'm going to start drawing.
Yeah. Okay. Like I said, the people that are fucked up on my estate, I could chat them into getting a tattoo off me. It wasn't like fucking, oh, I'm actually good. They're looking at what I'm capable of and going, yeah, yeah.
No.
Whatever. What, you want a portrait of? I got you, bruv. Watch. Trust me. I got this. Da, 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 da. Whatever chat I was given,
yeah.
I had the chat.
It's always. A load to practice.
I mean, I'm much better with people than I am with anything else.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I enjoy that. I'm not like. It's not deceitful. And as fucking as honest and open as you are, which I've tried to be, while still maintaining like identity.
Yeah.
Like. Hidden. It's, I know what it's like on the other end. I've been to loads of tattoo shops. I know that if they're not chatty with you and they have some sort of, maybe they're going through something in their day, whatever. But the day that I come to get a permanent fucking mark on my body for the rest of my life, and you're miserable because you was hungover from last night.
Fuck that.
You just fucked my experience. And what? I've got to give you 300 quid for that.
Mm.
All right, cool. You won't see me again.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Done.
Fuck you. If someone asked you, where'd you get that? You'd say it by the area.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I got that in Hammersmith.
Yeah.
I got that in fucking da-da-da. If someone asked you, where'd you get that tattoo? They're like, this guy Trap House, he's fucking mad cool.
Does
like,
this thing.
Do you know what I mean?
So how has it gone, though, for the last 2 years, then? Did the... We can take this bit out. Did the trapping stop?
This became way... Like, bruv, like, within the first couple months...
Yeah.
The... I tattooed a couple of celebrities, ASAP Rocky, Skepta.
Sick.
In like, I'd been doing it, I was just like fresh out of the hotel. Like I was still serving at the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then magazines, which I wasn't prepared for.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? And I was still painting. I remember that. My boy reminded me of that the other day and I definitely wrote it on my Instagram. The night that I tattooed ASAP Rocky, I left him to go and do a panel.
Nice.
Do you know what I mean?
Nice.
That was what my life was.
One to remember, man.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But fucking... everything happened quite quickly.
Yeah.
Right? You had like fucking... The thing that I was saying I wasn't prepared for and I didn't know how to deal with was the media.
Yeah.
I was just getting contacted. Someone was like, oh, this radio station, this magazine. Well, I had been in my neighborhood, in my little bubble, shotting for a large portion of my life. I had no idea what Supreme was as a brand or any, like I'd never seen it before.
Yeah.
I didn't know what fucking...
Vice magazine.
Oh, fuck no.
Yeah.
Had no idea.
Yeah.
Why? How would that have ever reached me?
Never.
Do you know what I mean? I was offline. I wasn't into that. And I think like, cool, like now I guess like I'm more accessible and I'm like... nicer in general. I've tried to be and try to be approachable and things like that, but like
you grow, it's inevitable, especially with experience.
All these things happen quick,
yeah.
And I've just had to adapt to
the line can be dropped,
when it started to be like, I don't have time for that.
Yeah. And there's no point now.
I've got absolutely nothing bad to say about it. It's great. But this is more fun.
Yeah.
I think that was fun also. Yeah. I don't look at it like, I don't know, like, I can't, and this is why I'll make like promises to certain things, like, if something's more attractive and more interesting, you're always going to do it.
Yeah.
Why wrap yourself into, I've got to be a shotter for life, this is the decision I've made exactly. When I was 16, I'm going to live it.
We don't want to live like that forever, man. No. It's so weird, because at the time you think you do, as I just said, you kind of think you do, or you think you can. But to be honest, yeah, the fact that you gave yourself a space to explore a passion whilst living that way, that's what done it for you. Is that you gave yourself personal space.
The line also expanded greater than myself, so I wasn't burdened with the entire responsibility of it.
Yeah, brilliant. But you're still deciding to be in it and was with it. And you, whilst living that lifestyle, whilst coming from where you've come from, and I know we didn't, we've literally just skimmed the surface, I can tell. It's... the fact that you managed to find space in your mid-20s to say to yourself, no, I can follow this dream. I don't care how much bravado you put behind, and I know it's not bravado what you're saying. What I'm saying is you're very much straight up, clear, succinct about what you say, what you mean, how you behave, right? And I believe all that, but you've got to grant yourself something. You slowed the fuck down for however long to give yourself the chance to dream. And it's very hard to do that where we're from. Very hard. You literally, and the fact that you were shot into such a good level, like the fact that you gave yourself time, that's what you got to congratulate yourself on. It wasn't as easy as, yeah, fuck it, I can just buy this machine because I've got the money and I can take my power share, call this. Yeah.
But 100% is all belief. Like, I believed in myself first. Yeah. And I think, like, having the certain things that I had confirmed so quickly. Like, usually, and I think that's why, like, things went a bit mental with my perception. You can never be in control of how someone perceives you.
Yeah, of course not.
The only thing I can try to do is understand and be empathetic, right?
So amazing, thank you. I love that.
When I started to become successful in London tattooing, that would upset whoever was previously successful in London tattooing. Who is this person that hasn't gone the formal route?
Yeah.
Why are they getting work? Why is my customers talking about them? Who is this person? What's going on?
Uh-huh.
Da, 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 da. And like...
You learn empathy.
Like, I understand how it must look for them.
That isn't... Right? That's not a pass. Like, I'm quite similar in that sense. I don't pass people. I'm not saying, yeah, cool, but I empathize. I'm still going to be the guy from Kill.
Oh, for sure. Like, bruv, when I was getting, like, bruv, word travels, bruv.
And
I hear things.
Yeah.
And it's like, these big tattoo artists that, like, or whatever, they were considered big by whatever existed before me, I'd never heard of.
Mm.
Why would I?
Yeah, you weren't from it. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was a consumer, just on a base level, consumer. I just loved getting tattoos.
Yeah.
I would go into any fucking shop, get fucking tattooed up. That was the goal.
Yeah.
I didn't know about, oh, this guy is the master of this style. He's been to the whatever. Didn't know nothing like that. I had no context. I just wanted tattoos. I loved it, right? There's a clicky club of like big shops and big people and big names and da da da. Everyone wanks each other off, and you get in that circle if you spend 10 years wanking off this guy and da da da. Whatever it is, like, however it
whatever works, it is, yeah.
They dislike it.
Yeah.
Cool. And like, in my, when I've like been tattooing for a couple months, I tattoo a couple like high profile celebrities. There's a lot of media around me. There's a lot of bars. There's a lot of this. And this guy is thinking, I've been grafting my ass off, drawing fucking dragons every day for 10 years. And why the fuck does everyone want to go to him? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, they...
He had the time.
I understood.
Why. And it's not your fault you popped at the right time. You had the subject matter.
It's not my fault that it upsets them. I understand why.
No, that's got nothing to do with you. Like, yeah.
The other thing that I'm also aware of is what I will symbolise and what I look like and sound like and am to majority of what the tattoo world was the people that was robbing your mobile phone after school.
Yeah,
the people that was taking your lunch money and kicking you for being a grunger and a little weirdo.
They're not down with this.
Do you know what?
Then you've got this little chavvy fucking da-da-da-da-da. Like, no, I wasn't going to school drawing dragons every day.
Yeah.
I wasn't...
You said earlier, tattoo shop culture used to be heavily rock and roll.
Yeah.
Man them that we saw growing up who had roadman tats, gel tats.
Yeah.
It was the gel tattoo culture, and it never really thought adult as well. Like, it never got onto the road until our generation. Like, it was you were a gel house tattooer.
That's
and that was the only place you'd see, like, R.I.P. Nan. Made Hard, Die Hard, like them old school classic stupid ones, isn't it?
That's a good observation, man. So what's it? What do you do now?
What?
Where do you work from now? How does it work now?
Right. What I tried to get at earlier, I love a tangent, but is now that I have more leverage in the negotiation,
yeah.
I have all the clientele.
Right.
I don't need a shop to provide me with the thing.
Yeah.
So
you don't need the hours.
All I need to do is rent space. If I need to rent the space, essentially... Like, people could come here. It's not the days of, this shop's well-known. This shop has great artists, this, da, da, da. People are now going to who they want. I am attracted to this fucking thing. I like them designs. I want to go to that person.
It's just a trap that you rent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
good.
I'll tattoo from this room right now. No problem. All of my customers will come here without batting an eyelid. There's not a single person that's like, oh, what?
That is fucking
this
nuts.
This isn't a high street shop? Anyway, it doesn't
so you can
matter.
Literally be like, I'm going to Barcelona next weekend. So if I was you,
I could come with you and I could tattoo all weekend.
That's amazing.
From your hotel room or the tattoo shop.
Yeah, yeah. Or we just get an Airbnb, whatever.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's the same format, and it's super fucking successful. The thing that I was before I was creative. Was I was a people person dealing with business.
Yeah.
It was always beneficial for me to have a network of as many people as possible because if they needed something, or if they was around someone that was at a...
You could...
Do you know anyone that could get hold of any? I know a guy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's best. It's the best to be like that and to have, like, a good rapport with people and a good relationship and, like I never saw any benefit of, like, being... a dick to people that are giving me money. The fuck?
So you tattoo nearly every day then?
Now?
Yeah.
No. I've got a lot going on right now.
Yeah.
A lot of things that I'm pursuing. Now, the dates are in my bio. When I'm tattooing and where I'm tattooing.
Nice. So there's structure to that now.
Like tour dates. Like an artist will do tour dates.
Brilliant.
You can book me for when I come to New York. Book me for when I'm in Toronto.
Yeah.
I'll always do London dates as often as I can.
Yeah, boom.
But
it'd be fair to say that tattooing's hit the same point that trapping hit when you hit the hotel. Tattooing's financially stable enough
to support my other ventures.
To now
that's what I was talking about, my toe in the door. Yeah. Like, tattooing...
The same way when you built the bike, not first, kind of.
Tattooing is just like, everything I want to do is steps to where I want to be. Tattooing is just a step that has got me the attention... of the people that I want to show my music to, which will get me the attention of the people that I want to show my clothing brand to, which will get me the attention of the people that I want to...
Next.
It's just all, like...
That's nuts. So, what I said earlier, you already knew. When I said, it's obviously more than this.
Oh, there's a lot more.
Yeah.
And, what I've seen, other people, the other businesses and their companies, and I've not documented it, which if I wanted to apply it to a business and open up a business, it's a job to be a social media manager.
Oh, God, I can't imagine.
Cunts are blacking their ways into proper jobs.
Yeah.
And know fuck all about it.
Yeah.
Absolutely fuck all. And people are concerned with numbers. Oh, we can get you as much following, we can increase your engagement. And people are like, I'm glad because that means, like, the more fuck-ups there are out there...
So much waste of time.
That makes what I know and do more valuable.
You've got to just stay fucking genuine in everything. There's so 100%. Much bullshit out there. So much bullshit. All of that shit will sink.
But that just increases the value of...
Exactly.
What you have and what you do.
So you've got a bright future, then. You've got good plans.
I've got busy. High ambition.
Good.
I'm thinking, I'm still in that same position that I was saying. I'm still council housed.
Yeah.
Well, like now I rent a place from what I make. I'm not living at home with a fucking parent. But the position I was in.
I mean, look, it's only been 3 years. No matter how fast it's gone, no matter how speedy the process was.
It looks a lot flashier than it is.
It's only been, yeah, but that's the truth. And that's honestly, that's what people need to know, is that this is a grind.
Yeah.
This isn't just a fucking, oh, sick, Instagram, bang, post, oh, tattoo, wicked, no. Yeah. There's a fucking, this is an everyday grind, and it comes from various places. And
various.
Yeah, and yeah.
The fucking, bro, the thing that, like, the thing that I'm experiencing now is like people's perceptions of me is now based on like new people, new to, like if you was made aware of my social media before me, you now have a perception of me that I am now like adjusting to
being.
Be like,
so if I didn't know Lyle, If Lyle wasn't a hookup, there was a perception. That story wasn't part of it.
Yeah. See what
it,
I mean?
I mean, I could maybe stereotype it, but that wasn't it. And this is why I have these conversations, right? Because this is the inspiring shit. Because when these people... So say we're just talking about inspiration. Fuck business, right? My son's 19, right? 20 years younger than me, right? He'll go on. Luckily, he's not misguided that way. But his age will go on a phone and they'll see your lifestyle. It's so fucking far away from where they are. They can't. Where's the connection? The fuck? I grew up with magazines, VHSs, shops, you know what I mean? Writers' benches, estate life, all of that shit. These kids are growing up on their fucking phones, right? We have these conversations and they hear this shit. And they hear how to. Listen, it's still a lot. Not everyone can do what you do, what I do, what he does. It's not everyone's cup of tea. It's not possible for everyone. But the point is, there's a backstory to it. Because this fucking world is showing us. I think it's just taking away drive. People are...
Right, look. Backstory gives context.
Yeah.
I know that, like... I had DMs and fucking... I've rumours have got back to me and people... being online... And hearing rumours, the things that I've heard people say about me are mental and it's jokes. But I was getting like fucking like added on comments on like a tattoo page. Like they repost like tattoos from artists that they like or whatever. And it was this guy's like, you're fake, middle class, rich fucking on for like, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And I was like,
shit.
Fuck, like the perception of me so far removed from...
But this is the point.
You have no control. But the point that I do want to make before we get detached from it, right, is obviously fuck what anyone says or thinks, whatever. You can never be in control of someone else's perception. But how I am and what I'm doing is like one fucking jewel that I love is what would you do if you had all of the money? Like, if you had everything, if you had everything that you wanted, how would you spend your day? What would you do with your life?
Yeah.
What would you do?
I'm all I am is just make art. That's all I do. I do that now. But yeah.
That's just the fucking skip that's, all of that shit.
Everything else can go.
All of it's bullshit.
Yeah.
All of it. Yeah. Like, being a kid and this whole idea of, like, this massive mountain of achievements in life that, like, you need to achieve, or like looking at like where you're at in life now.
Fuck maybe them
you
boxes, have been man.
Working
not ticking a box.
Looking at like something shiny and something dirt. But like
not ticking a box.
The fucking core goal of like satisfaction, like what's actually going to make you happy, is based on you.
Yeah, human.
Comparisons don't make any sense. Yeah. You're, like there's always, I'm sure like I could ring off like 10 tattoo artists that are. Seemingly more successful than me, depending on your perception. I'll find a tattoo artist for each perception you have of what successful is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But the key, which the fucking winner in life out of all of them is who's happy.
Yeah, that's it.
Who's happy?
Well, this is the thing. I hope. I mean, the more conversations I have with people, the more I feel happier because I hear this from other people. Is that they're pursuing happiness?
Well, and I know how much is, like
that's the point.
I know how like, bro, I get a lot of messages, and I have done over the 3 years of how whoever I am and whatever I am and whatever I'm doing has affected someone. How it's made them feel and has riled them up to the point of them sending some deep emotional message.
Boom.
You've changed my life.
Boom.
You've inspired me to do this. I've quit my job today. Like these are all, I'm giving you like little lines out of so many, like, it's now a ridiculous amount.
I can imagine.
I now know how important doing it is, not just for myself.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's that, again, it comes back to, it's great that you've got these, there's more aspirations to it, that it wasn't, you didn't turn it into a quick buck. You know what I mean? You nurtured this thing you got into. You let it take you away from a world that you had to be taken away from. None of us can live that life. And to be honest, being part of it is just not... I don't like Class 8s. I've done them, but I don't like them. But it's a job. I get it. No criticising.
I've never done a Class 8.
That's good. But just being that whole, look, it's good you're away from it. And the point is you have allowed yourself to do it, and it's great that you've got aspiration to go on to do further things. And it's nuts what that little bit of a dream can fucking do, how it can change a person's life. I guess
it has attention because of the size of what I'm aspiring to be, like what my ambition is. Yeah. But equally, like now, like from what I've just said and what you just said, like I'm more conscious of like the probably the kids that are going to listen to this that like follow my Instagram, for example, and that think that what I'm doing is something they want in for themselves, right? They listen to this and like how do I get that?
Yeah.
But like some people's dreams may just be a lot more calm.
Yeah, of course.
Do you know what I mean? But not everyone wants to be a millionaire.
Yeah, I think the point here, though, is it's not about the subject, and it's not about the length of time it took you, or how quick it went. What it's about is about making a decision and being consistent with it. Now, if you want to fucking be consistent at watching every single Star Trek movie, and that's what you really want to do, do it. Yeah. And be inspired by this conversation to do so. The fact is, we know that isn't the case. Like, and what we want to do is hope people have big aspirations for themselves and they want to achieve. Do you know what I mean? They want to and know that they can, is the point. You're not meant to. Your story, which we didn't get deep enough into, and I fully appreciate why we couldn't or didn't, you're not meant to be you now. Do you know what I mean? That isn't what these conservative government want. Like, you didn't tick the boxes, bro.
Yeah, but then it's... The gatekeepers have changed.
Yeah, exactly. It's we are now. One great thing of the internet, I suppose, is that it's gained us a lot more power.
What do they say? Consumers dictate the market, right?
Yeah.
I've been, before anything else, like even how I speak about Graf. Brother, I'll say these writers' names. I'll see them and I say, I like that dub that you've got here, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
I like that feel. I like the way that you did whatever. All these different things. Because I am a fan of it before... anything else.
Yeah.
Like, people look at me now as, like, you're a writer.
Yeah.
Or you're a tattoo artist. You're a musician. You're whatever. Designer. Whatever it is that I do that people will know me for. But before any of that, like, first and foremost, the first thing is I am a fan of that thing.
Yeah.
I love that thing.
Yeah. I hear you.
And I don't think it's fucking...
What's going to keep you going is your genuine... authentic self and your good friends around you that you're obviously working well with. It's a pleasure to meet you, man. That's a long conversation. We're gonna cut that. That was fucking sick. Thank you so much for coming round.
You're welcome, man.
Thank you, man.
Thank you for letting me smoke this as well.
I really appreciated it. Well, there we go. Another London story for you. It's real good getting to chat to Trap Power at such an early part of his journey into being a creative. He's got loads to draw from too, with such an interesting past and that energy and focus that's required to get this shit done, he's got it.
It really is about seeing what you've achieved in your life and how, you know, putting that into something you really want to do. You can really do it at any stage. It's going to be good watching how this kid rises even more. We've got another one, Art Gang Certified. Remember, love your city and love your culture. This is F24. Rest in peace, Chris.